Should the minimum wage be raised?
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Wednesday, February the 13th. And we'll start with something President Obama said in his State of the Union address last night.
Tonight, let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty, and raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour.
$9 an hour. Well, the White House says that $1.75 raise would affect some 15 million people. Tracy Samuelson reports.
President Obama wants to tie the minimum wage to the cost of living. And that's the part that stuck out for Heidi Scherholz, an economist at the Economic Policy Institute.
Minimum wage workers are one group of people in this country that at this point literally have to wait for an act of Congress to get a raise.
And Scherholz says by making future increases automatic,
you can sort of fix it and forget it.
When people have more money in their pockets, she adds, they spend more and the whole economy's better off. But there's two sides to this coin. Unemployment is still hovering around 8%. That shows companies have been slow to bring on new workers. Hoyt Blakely is a professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
It's going to be hard to encourage them to hire people if what we're doing is cranking up what they're required to pay workers.
Already 19 states have set their minimum wage higher than the federal rate. Washington State tops the list at $9.19 an hour. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Well, now to something else the president said last night. He wants to make preschool available to every child in America.
Every dollar we invest in high-quality early childhood education can save more than $7 later on by boosting graduation rates, reducing teen pregnancy, even reducing violent crime.
For more on that, let's bring in Marketplace's Amy Scott from our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with what the president was just talking about there. Preschoolers, the youngest kids, he says he wants all children to have access to preschool.
That's right. And it's not clear exactly how he would do that. One proposal out there from a group with ties to the administration would match state funding for preschool with federal dollars. And the president did say he wanted to work with states to do this. And it's really about building the workforce of the future. Studies show that kids who go to preschool are more likely to go to college, stay out of jail, and make more money as adults.
And the president also talked about high school as part of his education plan. What does he want to do there?
Right. Well, the Obama administration is fond of contests for federal education funding, with Race to the Top being the big one. Last night, he announced a new competition to redesign American high schools to prepare students for the high-tech economy. That means having more classes focused on science, technology, engineering, and math, and rewarding schools that form partnerships with employers and colleges.
And how about college, Amy? The president talked about making college affordable, even getting colleges to make themselves more affordable in order to get more federal funding.
Right. Again, using federal dollars as an incentive, colleges would have to meet some kind of affordability and value measures to qualify for financial aid from the federal government. And today, the administration is also unveiling its new college scorecard, which will allow parents and students to compare schools on things like price and graduation rates.
Marketplace's education reporter, Amy Scott. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
In Boston, a pizza chain is trying to reinvent itself after a big labor dispute with employees, and those employees are trying to get their just desserts. Kurt Nickisch of WBUR in Boston reports.
On a busy shopping street just off Harvard's campus, carpenters are renovating a now-closed pizzeria. Alex Van Prague is overseeing the work.
Yeah, we're trying to have the business continue, but give it a new life.
The restaurant's old life was part of a Massachusetts chain called Upper Crust Pizzeria. Turned out, those owners may have been trying to get rich by withholding overtime pay. The feds ordered Upper Crust to pay its employees more than $300,000 in back wages before lawyer Shannon Liss Reardon could settle a class action suit on behalf of workers. The pizzeria chain went bankrupt.
And it was when that happened that the wheels started spinning in my head that something should be done here, somewhat dramatic.
Liz Reardon partnered with a local businessman. They plunked down some dough to buy the Harvard Square Pizza Parlor in the bankruptcy auction.
The goals are to set up a restaurant where the workers are paid correctly and do something even further so that it really is a place for the workers and the workers could have a feeling of ownership.
They're hiring about a dozen former upper crust workers to run the pizza shop. Mehmet Ali started out here as the delivery man.
Yeah, I want to be the manager.
Ali's not just getting a promotion to manager, he's also getting an equity stake in the business. All of the workers will. And that's okay with the local businessman who helped front the more than $200,000 to buy the shop. Haluk Özek runs a clothing shop down the street, and he shares the profits there, too. It's a family business.
So if I don't share the money with them, I'm in deep trouble.
The pizzeria opens next month. Former worker Mehmet Ali can't wait.
My wife's so excited, and then I'm really excited. This is a new career for me.
Ali hopes to make the joint so successful that it grows bigger than the old upper crust chain ever was. This pizzeria has a new name. It's called the Just Crust. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nikisch for Marketplace.
And finally, the Olive Garden is going upscale, sort of. According to Bloomberg News, the chain is switching its uniforms from white to black in an attempt to be more dignified, classy, and clean. That's a quote. But one food blogger says the change will not boost business because all people want out of the Olive Garden is unlimited breadsticks and salad. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.